guys, this is Jenny. 距离开演广州见面会还有不到两周的时间，那你有没有抢到票呢？在广东地区的朋友，这是一个非常好的机会，因为这一次我们的主播 Adam Spencer、Lisa Connor 还有我们的新主播 Johnny 都会全员出席。那明天呢，我们也会进行第二次的免费抢票，正式的购票链接也将在本周四发布。见面会只有100个名额，所以快快关注我们的公众号开言英语获取报名方式吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要聊一聊最近在国内非常火爆的一部电影，我特别想去看。这部电影就是哪吒。
That's right. So this is crazy, right? Just blowing up the box office right now.
对，真的是 blowing up, 引爆了票房的 box office 啊。而且呢，它还打败了同期同档上映的狮子王 remake、
The Lion King。
对，因为我觉得这个哪吒它其实是一个非常老的中国的神话一个故事、然后我小时候呢就看过是不是上海美术电影制片厂的那个很经典的哪吒。 So in some way this 哪吒 is also a remake, 但我觉得它比狮子王 remake 要有创意很多。
It's kind of funny because as you were saying that I was thinking like, well, when I was a kid I watched The Lion King. But I almost am too afraid to watch The Lion King because it looks kind of weird.
因为 The Lion King 这次 remake 它那个 story 是一样的。
Right.
不像哪吒的 remake 其实是把我们中国古老的这个 legend 它把那个 story 都改了、
okay.
In a really cool and, you know, very inspiring way.
Cool.
好，那今天呢，我们就为大家找了一篇英语媒体 South China Morning Post 南华早报对哪吒以及哪吒现象的报道啊。这里面呢，大家也会学到非常多有用的，而且我觉得是非常有趣的英文。
You should have seen the smile on her face when she said this was the topic for today.
就特别期待，因为在加拿大还没放嘛、
right.
然后我九月会回国，然后就希望那个时候还有、好的，那我们首先来说说哪吒，它是一个动画片嘛、然后这个动画片这里应该用 cartoon、还是什么
should probably say animated movie or animated picture.
Okay, cartoon 是不是那种很简单的
cartoon is like when I think about cartoons, I think about what we call Saturday morning cartoons.、They're just like TV shows. They're pretty simple.
对，就比较简单，就是从那个制作 production 上面来说，是吧？
Right.
很简单啊，就像现在我们看了这个像国漫啊这些的，就是 animated movies or animated picture.、然后不是还有一个词叫 animation 吗？
Animation is more the general concept.、They use animation to make a movie.
Okay, so Ninja is a Chinese-made animated movie.
Wow.
What is it about?
It is about a legendary figure.
Oh, legendary figure.、那 legendary 就是 legend 那个词的形容词。
Right, adjective.
就是传说，对吗？然后哪吒它这个，我觉得它更是一个神话，就我们说什么 mythology 是吗？
You could say it is mythology, or if you needed an adjective like legendary figure, you could say mythological figure.
Both work.
Right.
然后 figure 在这里其实就是说一个人物。
That's right. So we also could have said a character. The thing about character though is usually that's more like in The Lion King.We wouldn't say figures, we would say characters, because there's no mythology there.
Oh, okay, so a figure 就是更有故事性的这个人物
right,
是吗？
Right, or if you think about the West, you guys probably know like Hercules.
对。
I would say he is a legendary figure, not a character.
Okay, 好，那 Adam 知道吗？这次哪吒啊，他是破了中国影史的记录，现在成为了就中国最卖座的一部动画片。
So it raked in more than 210 million yuan. Wow, that's a lot of yuan.
没有，而且就是一个 weekend 一个周末吧。
Wow.
现在说哪吒可能票房冲40亿人民币。
Wow, yeah.
对对对。So it's setting a new record, right, for Chinese animated movies.
Well, it's so funny because before we were talking about like blowing up the box office, or even the headline in this article that we've been looking at is makes box office history.
对，这个文章的标题就是说哪吒 makes box office history.
Right, so you can say set a record or break a record, and that's pretty special, but we always use these other ways to really emphasize how big, how special this is.
对啊，然后真的让我们很骄傲啊，创造了记录啊，创造了新记录。而且呢，这部电影它不仅非常叫座，它也非常的叫好，就是大家都觉得，嗯，这是一个非常好的故事，然后整个呈现的也很好。
Okay, so it's been earning rave reviews.
没错。
Wow.
网友就特别，你知道豆瓣那个网站吗？
Sure do.
啊，豆瓣比较像国外的什么 IMDb?
Oh, I was going to say Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe more like that.
Well, IMDb is pretty good because it has a lot of information about films. Rotten Tomatoes is just like criticism and reviews.
对，就是 more of a community,、
mm-hmm.
是吗？然后他在豆瓣上的评分也非常高，而且你前面说他收获了很多什么 rave
reviews, right? So that means like a very, 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 very good review.
哎 ，review 这个词，我们现在是一个 review culture, 是一个 review era, review 的年代啊。Mm-hmm. 你吃了什么东西，看了什么电影，好还是不好 ？You leave a review.
That's right.
是个点评啊。那 rave 就是很好的意思是吗
？Yeah.
那很不好的呢
？Terrible.
可以说 rotten 吗？
Rotten
烂番茄 rotten.
Yeah, leave a rotten review.
Okay, 好 ，let's stick with rave reviews.、Mm. Okay, 那我们还是再回到哪吒他的 origin 这个传说，这个 legend， 这个 mythology。哪吒他是从一本《封神演义》中国那个小说来的，是一本古老古典的小说。
嗯、mm.。
然后我在准备今天节目的时候，对我来说最开心的事就是我终于学会了，比如《封神演义》英文怎么说。
Oh, the investiture of the gods.
然后 Adam 看到这个名字的时候，他说没有别的名字吗
？Right.
No, but that is the official English translation.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, investiture. Guys, don't.Worry too much about this word because you will really never use
never it. Never use it.
Except for this book
Maybe
title.
Maybe this book title. Yeah, that was a great translation, whoever made it 200 years ago.
Investiture, 我刚刚查了一下词典，意思就是封神。It's、mm. like a ceremony, right?、Mm. 就是 I will make you very special. I will make you a god.
Right, right.
好 so in...第什么？第 investiture
investiture of the gods
啊，因为有很多各种各样的神啊。
嗯、
然后哪吒他的爸爸也很特别。
Oh yeah！
我前面不是跟你说托塔李天王？托塔李天王我也搜了一下，他的翻译超级的形象。He is known as the pagoda carrying.King Lee.
Because that's what he does, carries that pagoda around.
So pagoda 就是一个中国的塔、mm-hmm. 对吧 OK 好 Anyways 这里重要的是哪吒呢他小的时候 He died in order to save his people、
mm.
但是他后来又回来了
Right, so he was reborn
哦、oh, 就重生了、mm-hmm. 是吧然后他重生了以后他就变成一个小 god 就是小朋友 god 他有 special powers、
mm, OK, so reborn as a 小朋友 god
你可以说 a child god?
You could, yeah. Yeah,、oh. reborn as a god, reborn as a child god, sure.、
反正我们也不知道他几岁就是我从小看的哪吒和这一次的哪吒反正你看他就不满十岁、
mm.
Very, very little.
Very little, okay. So, could say he's often depicted as a youth.
Youth 有多大
Yeah, maybe 12.
Okay.
So maybe not quite a youth.
我觉得他是一个 child.
A child,
对、
okay.
就反正不是 adult, 不是成人就对了啊。那这一次这个哪吒电影有什么很特别的呢？就是他把这个 traditional mythology 改了一下。
嗯，
哪吒 reborn 以后变成了一个坏人。
哦
，Yeah，OK、
okay.。
但这个我们等一下说。我首先再想跟大家分享一些非常酷的英语，就是哪吒有很多 special weapons。
Oh yeah, that's what all the kiddies, all the youth out there are gonna like.
他经常出现的形象就是脚上踩着风火轮、
嗯、
风火轮是像 roller blades 但是它是有火的
okay
yeah
so fire blades
yeah like the 风火轮 wind fire wheels
oh let's call them fire wind fire blades
然后它还有一个圆的一个圈
oh
乾坤圈
oh, okay so what do we say the universe ring
对这些都是它比较官方的一些翻译啊、
嗯、
然后And occasionally, 它还有三头六臂，就不光是一个头和两个 arms.
Well, okay, so he just grows two more heads and four more arms?
这因为它是一个 God 是一个 special.
Do all the heads, they all look the same? Or does one have like a mustache and one has glasses on?
就可能表情不一样。
Oh, okay, all right. So we could just say like...Well, he's in a different form. He changes his form into, maybe you could just say three head and six arm form.
就总之你能 你可以 picture 他吧，是一个很酷很厉害的一个。
Well, I'm picturing because obviously it's really interesting to learn about Chinese mythology because a lot of these mythological figures and creatures are also in Western mythology or very similar. Maybe it's full, like six heads and three arms, for example.
但我们忘了讲他标志性，我觉得最可爱的就是他的发型，他的 hairdo.
Okay.
他这个
kind of looks like a panda.
有一点像熊猫。他是一个小男孩，但他 头上他是有点长长的头发，然后他头上有两个，这个 是一个 man bun.
It's like, yeah, two man buns.
Bun 就是一个像小包子一样小球球、mm-hmm. 然后 man bun 就是其实外国有很多男的、mm-hmm. 他头上也会扎一个那髻，然后哪吒有两个。
Right.
He's so adorable.
Pretty cute, yeah.
真的超级可爱啊。好，那我们还是除了形象以外呢，回到这一次的电影。So we already mentioned that in the movie, he is reborn as a devil.
A devil. I think you said just a 坏人 before, but maybe we should be more specific. Yeah, a devil.
Devil 是就这次叫魔童降世嘛，就是一个魔鬼是吧、
mm-hmm.
然后 Devil 就是特别特别坏的。
Right, yeah. So it's interesting because in English、we could also use the word demon、because for example there are lots of demons out there. But usually in our mindset and in our history there's just one devil、the devil.
Okay.
Right, so you could say a devil, that's fine. But often when we talk about like capital D devilThat's just one guy.
Okay. 好，那听到这儿，你以为哎呦，这个是个 dark story 啊，然后他变成一个小坏孩子了。但是这就是这个电影妙的地方。哪吒他说，我的命是由我决定的，不是由天决定的。不能你让我变成 reborn as a devil, 我就是个 devil 吧。
Right, yeah, exactly. This is really interesting because my favorite movie of all, one of them, one of my favorite movies of all time is called Terminator 2. And the line from that、movie is, no fate, but what we make.
Oh, 那就和他讲得很像啊。
I think so, yeah.
对对对。我命由我不由天、就很霸气的对吧
Right, so、I like no fate but what we make. But、you could also say like my fate is not fixed and depends on me.
OK, 好，那我们今天的节目快要结束了，最后再说一下这个哪吒的形象啊。 So like the way he looks、is super cute in、the movie. And it's cute in a very 就是很淘气的你知道很顽皮的 way。
Yeah, really looks like a lot of those expressions are just like the ones that you would see on a goofy little troublemaker's face.
Oh, 对，我觉得你刚刚用那两个词都很好。第一，他很 goofy, 就是很淘气，然后他是一个 troublemaker,、对，就是因为他要去掌控自己的命运嘛、主宰自己的命运，所以就要 make 很多 trouble, 麻烦制造者啊。But it's all for good.好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我想我们应该是每一位在听节目的朋友都贡献了40亿这个票房，都看了这部电影啊。Did you like it?、And what did you like about it?
Yeah.
这部电影有哪一点让你非常喜欢呢？都欢迎大家在今天的节目留言里跟我们分享。好，今天的节目就到这儿。然后呢，我自己也觉得非常的骄傲自豪 to be sharing a Chinese animation with you guys. 好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.